Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coach Pitino is going to be throwing out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium tonight. I was like, you know what? Giants had themselves a great offseason. Throwing out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium. Why not try to get Coach Pitino on? I did not know, BT, that we'd be asking Coach if he wanted to throw his name in the ring to coach the New York Knicks. Maybe a little full circle here, Coach Pitino. What are we saying?
I was very proud to be the assistant coach on the UB Brown and very proud to win the Atlantic Division as head coach of the New York Knicks. I can assure you that a 73-year-old is not coaching 100 games anymore.
Yeah, we'd like to get him to 105. That's kind of the problem here. Coach, how's the summer going? You okay? Everything good?
Everything's great. You know, I was actually sitting in shock when I heard Thibodeau. About 10 minutes prior to Tibbs getting fired, I said to someone, what is wrong with you? There's no way that Tibbs is going to get fired. It shouldn't even be talked about. And then 10 minutes later, I got a text from the same guy said, Tibbs was just fired.
Who's that, Dolan? No, I'm just kidding. All right, so let me ask you this. I remember a couple of years ago when I was in the room when he did it, the press conference against Seton Hall, when he talked about a lack of lateral quickness, right? And then you changed the roster, and obviously last year, 31 wins, fun run, and it's going to be even better this year. In the NBA, you can't just change the roster. One of my issues with Tom Thibodeau, who I love and I respect, is that I don't know that he maximized the roster and worked around defensive deficiencies. How do you work around somebody like Towns and or Brunson who don't move that well and are problems on defense? What could you do?
Well, first and foremost, let's look at the NBA offenses. You've got basically 15 seconds to run an offense. By the time you cross half and out of pace, is play at a little quicker pace. But you've got 16 seconds to run an offense. So after you create your simple movement, somebody is going to have to paint touch and distribute the basketball or throw it into the low post and cut off the low post, which they don't do anymore. So the problem with the Knicks is you had everybody playing poorly in the last game. That had nothing to do with Tibbs at all. Tibbs is a great defensive coach whose hands were handcuffed with 7.5 basketball players. In pick and rolls, you had a down pick and rolls because Karl Towns can't get out there. You can't switch like the Oklahoma Thunder and front the post where they are great at defense. So the Knicks were hampered by their lateral quickness, by their size, and by the fact that they only had 7.5 basketball players to go to. None of that is Tibbs' fault. So now you want to make a change, and here's what you have to say. Who's going to go into the New York Knicks situation right now? And anything short of the Eastern Conference, anything short of the NBA Finals is going to be a disaster for this new coach. So the pressure on this new coach, whoever it may be, is going to be probably the biggest amount of pressure I've seen in all my tenure of rooting for the Knicks.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and I know that you tweet about the Knicks. I've seen you at the games this year. So you're right. That's a pretty heavy statement. Well, then it's got to be somebody who's got broad enough shoulders, Coach, to handle this in terms of some experience. I mean, do you have a person that you actually think could actually match that situation you just described, which is not going to be easy? I'm going to give you that for sure.
Red Holtzman, and he's no longer with us. We're no longer blessed with Red Holtzman. So
that's it. Right?
I don't know. You guys would have to mention the name, and I could comment on it, but I don't know who's in
the
mix.
How about a first timer coach like Johnny Bryant, who's been an assistant, had some success as an assistant, was here under Tibbs. He's been a popular name that's thrown out there. You think a first time head coach in New York could take this team to a championship level?
Well, if I'm Johnny Bryant, I would. He's never called the timeout. He's never been a head coach, and you're now putting him in to replace a great basketball coach who's taken the city by storm. And what I don't gauge is whether the players like or dislike him. Mm-hmm. I throw that out the window because I've seen it happen over and over and over. He's a player's coach. Everybody loves him. Then he gets fired. Then we want a disciplinarian to come in because the player's coach didn't work and the disciplinarian's too tough on the guy. So we got to throw all of that out. Whether he's a strategist, whether he's a coach, getting along with the players is not a resume for somebody becoming the head coach of the Knicks. So I don't know Johnny Bryant. He may be terrific. But you're throwing an unknown commodity into a situation where you better get to the finals. And anything short of that, everybody's going to second guess it. So if Johnny Bryant's the guy, I'll be rooting for him and certainly become an admirer of the Knicks once again.
What about somebody like Jason Kidd?
Well, why would Jason Kidd take the job?
I mean, because they're really good. It's a lot of money, and it's the Knicks, and it's the Garden. That's a starting point.
New York better than Dallas?
Is he a free agent?
No, I think they'd have to make some kind of move for him. But.
Yeah, or Spoelstra make a trade. You think it's something? Could it be something that bold? You trade for somebody, Coach?
I can't. Eric Spoelstra's not leaving the Miami Heat. I mean, let's look at reality. I mean, can you get Jay Wright to be? Can you open it up for Jay? Jay makes a lot of sense, obviously. He's got the personality handle in New York.
Yeah.
He's got the charisma. He makes a lot of sense, obviously, with the Villanova guys. But I will tell you, coaching the guys in college and coaching the guys in the pros is different. Personally, I think Jay Wright would be a home run. Can you get him to do that? I'm not sure.
Coach, how about chasing a championship? BT and I argued about this before. I'm all for building sustained success, and then maybe from there the championship will come. I think you get yourself in trouble when you have that singular goal of chasing a championship. What do you feel about the Knicks now making this move because they don't believe Tibbs could be the guy to win a championship because he hasn't done it before?
I don't agree with any of that. I think the New York Knicks played very poorly in the last game. It had nothing to do with Tom Thibodeau's coaching or Rick Carlisle's brilliance. It had to do with the New York Knicks not playing good basketball in that game from a turnover standpoint, from a defensive standpoint. It was the players at the pro level get all the credit, and they should get some responsibility of the blame of not playing well in that game, but let's give the Pacers credit. So the New York Knicks, are they championship-driven? The team they have right now is a great group of guys that play their asses off. They've captured the imagination of the city. They've been as popular as any team in the last 25 years. But the New York Knicks, unless they get more players and they fill out the roster in a better defensive situation, because that's what it comes down to. The reason the Thunder is so great is their defense is incredible. The reason the Pacers are outstanding is their offense is really great. So the Knicks are not great offensively and they're not great defensively. They're a hard-nosed basketball team that gave us a lot of joy.
You know, Coach, in a lot of ways, it sounds like you're describing your team from last year.
Well, my team the first year was a really good offensive basketball team. And last year, we were terrific on defense, but we had our offensive limitations both from the three-point line and the foul line. Yeah. So we're going to make the corrections this year with our offenses as well as our defenses. Now, can we play we're playing Alabama in the Garden, Ole Miss in the Garden. We're playing Iowa State and Baylor and another great team out west. We're playing Kentucky and Atlanta, plus the Big East. Can we withstand that schedule? Well, I'm the one who made it, and I think we can.
How long did it take to get over the Arkansas loss? I know the players are different than you guys. I'm sure it's still with you to an extent, but How long did you walk around with that feeling?
You know, I've been in seven Final Fours and been blessed with great players playing in that. I don't feel we were a great basketball team last year. I thought we were a great defensive team. And if one player is shooting, say, 3 for 17, the other player is shooting 1 for 10, you got to give Arkansas a lot of credit with the defense they were playing. So this year, we're going to move forward. I think we've made the corrections offensively to our basketball team. We're better from the three-point line. We're better from the foul line.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Coach Rick Pitino here on the day the Knicks, well, yesterday the Knicks moved on from Coach Tom Thibodeau. Good day to have Coach Pitino on. You mentioned the Knicks.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
60 more defense. What about their star players, Coach? I feel like, and you're better equipped to answer this certainly than I am, so I'm going to ask you, I feel like the NBA is a star-driven league, and they'll only go as far as their stars can take them. That's why I blame, first and foremost, Karl Anthony Towns. Do you think that Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns can be a championship duo together?
Okay, I say this. I think Karl Anthony Towns can become a great NBA basketball player. Does he have limitations? Well, there are a lot of great players. Jokic has limitations on a pick and roll as well. Now, Karl Anthony Towns is not Jokic. So a lot of NBA players have Shaq, as great as he was not a great pick and roll defender. So if I had to take Karl Anthony Towns, if I was the head coach of the Knicks, which I would never wish myself that at this stage in my life, I will say this. Karl Anthony Towns needs to get down to 8 or 9% body fat. Yeah. He needs to get his body in phenomenal shape, and he will enhance his game at the defensive end tremendously. He's a really good offensive player. He won't be going to the rim and staggering a little bit as he drives to the rim. He'll be making good, quick, direct north and south moves if he gets his body in better shape. Mm-hmm. But Karl Anthony Towns is a very talented young man. So, and for people saying we need to trade him, you're not going to trade him because you're not going to get exactly what you need. So that's he's here. Brunson is a great basketball player. He's the heart and soul of the basketball team. Now what you need to do is you need to take 6 through 10 and make it better. And then play in, look, if you have injuries, can 11 and 12 play as well?
Yeah.
So it's the bench that's the problem. It's not, I mean, you've had some players go up and down with turnovers and so forth, but you need to improve the bench. Karl Anthony Towns and Brunson, you're not going to trade. Now, everybody wants Giannis as well as I do, but how are you going to get Giannis is the question.
Well, my answer would be I would serve up Karl Anthony Towns. Now, I don't think the Bucks would do that because the Bucks want to strip away money. But if, let's say, you're the GM of the Knicks and that comes across your desk, you make that move straight up, Towns for Giannis, you got to make that trade.
I would make it in a New York second.
You have to.
Not a New York minute, but the Milwaukee Bucks aren't making it.
100%. That's why I said what I said. Coach, you got to help me out with something here. Because, you know, when we talk about, if we do this with football as well. Like the technical aspect, sometimes we gloss over stuff because we just have to do a radio show. If we get wrapped up in the mechanics and the nuances, it gets boring and nobody wants to really hear that, even though it really does matter. But one thing that I don't understand, all right, how time after time after time you can't get back on transition defense. I'm watching the game with Sal the other night. Knicks score a bucket. I go to sip, you know, take a sip of beer, give him a little pound. I look up. 2 points to the Pacers. It happened all series. Is that not recognition? Is that poor coaching? Or is that poor athletes? It's got to be something, Rick.
Well, I've always said this. The two toughest things to teach are transition defense and offensive rebounding in basketball. The two toughest things to teach. So let's look at the reasons why you get beat in transition. You get beat in transition because you turn the ball over. You take a bad shot, and you have two guys in the corner spotting up, and now you're late getting back. So you cure your problems by what we call forming a box, where you take 20 to 25% of the court, and you just knock that out, and everybody forms a box with wherever the ball's coming down. And now your trailer has to obviously get to the weak side. And if you'll notice in the New York Knicks game, the trailer was always late getting back. He was, so whoever it may be, I'm not going to cast any aspersions at any individual. Mm-hmm. But if you're late getting back, then your transition defense breaks down, forming your box. So you can't be late. You have to be what we call a back pursuer. Yep. You have to try and back pursue the basketball and take the nearest guy away from the ball to in a rotation. We failed on that over and over and over. That series.
But whose fault is it? That's my real question. Like, to me, that's got to be fixed by the coach, Rick.
Yeah, okay, so you tell player X, listen, man, you gotta get back. I remember UB Brown saying, it was one of the funniest timeouts of all time. Ernie Grunfeld and I were hysterical together. He put his little magnetic piece. He said to Bill Cartwright, Bill, if you're not on the glass offensively, and then he moved Bill's piece, the number five, and you're not back defensively, I've got one question. Where the F are you?
yeah.
So that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
If you're that person, so you now you have a timeout and you say, player X, listen, man, you got to get your ass back and you got to pursue that basketball from behind and make your rotation. You can't be laying on the ground after you went in for a layup. Get your tail back. So the coach tells him that, and the next time he's got to get back.
Got it.
It's as simple as that. You make that adjustment.
Okay. So Coach Pitino agrees with me that it's on the players, not the coach. All right, Coach. Well, I have one for you on your program. You're in a similar spot as the Knicks, whereas you built it up, you got to the tournament, you won a game a year ago. Now the expectation is, hey, Final Four or bust here. I know we know you can handle that, but are you chasing a Final Four or a national championship, or are you just trying to do the same thing, building your program up to have sustained success and maybe hope to one time break through?
Well, let's look at it this way. We're pretty much, St. John's is pretty much in the same ball game as the New York Knicks. I mean, right now it's the fans are starving. They were starving for a Big East championship. They were starving to make the tournament. We accomplished it. The New York Knicks are starving to win a championship. It's been a long, long time. So St. John's is pretty much in the same boat. And for me, am I chasing a championship? Am I chasing a Final Four? Without question. Because my window's closing as a basketball coach. So do I want it, whether it's St. John's or wherever? Of course I do. It's been a long time since the Knicks have won a championship. It's been a long time. I don't think St. John's has won a championship. I'm not sure in modern times. A
couple of NITs. A couple of NITs. But no, you're right. Yep.
So are we chasing it? Without question, the same way the Knicks are. But that's the type of pressure that you just love, because every single day you wake up with that excitement, with that anticipation of trying to get there. And so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Talking to Rick Pitino, of course, St. John's head coach, BT and Sal. So the first pitch tonight, as you walk out to that rubber there, Coach, now I've seen you on the treadmill a lot. I know you're still in good cardiovascular shape. I know you play golf. How's the wing? You can't be short hopping this tonight. You got to make us look good, Coach.
And I've got a bad leg right now, so I'm not going to make excuses. I was just practicing on pavement in Harrison, throwing the baseball for the first time in a few years. But I'm going to get it over the mound. I'm not going to be short. Donovan Mitchell caught me last time and yeah. I was a little short. I'm not going to do it at Yankee Stadium. It's either going to go 20 feet over his head, but I'm not bouncing this baseball.
I love that. That is absolutely awesome. And listen, Yanks had a good one last night. 15 games over 500. For those who don't know, Rick's got season tickets right beyond the Yankee dugout. He's not one of these guys who pops up and, oh, I'm a Yankee fan because they're good. He is a monster Yankee fan. I love what I'm seeing so far. I think the changes, the changes they made, they work. They're a well-rounded baseball team right now, Coach. You like what you're seeing?
They are, and they're getting... Rodan's pitching great, certainly. Last night, Lytle did a good job coming in. I like this baseball team, whether we can beat the Dodgers or not, or Detroit's playing great baseball right now. The Mets, of course, down and playing great baseball. But I like this team a lot. I think they're built to win. I think it's going to be a long season. Let's get tonight. We're tied for the best record in baseball right now. Certainly, Detroit's playing great baseball. The Dodgers are terrific. But I'm excited about it. I'm a big fan. There's nothing better on a beautiful night. Last night I sat there. It's a beautiful night. I'm there with my assistant coach and friends, and we're just looking at each pitch. And baseball is moving so much faster than the old days. You're out in 2 hours and 20 minutes. It's just a great night to be up at the baseball park and watching the Yankees.
I thought you were a Mets fan, Coach.
Get out of here, Mets.
I see you with the Mets jersey.
I don't root against the Mets. I'd love to see. I have family members that root for the Mets, that they're big Mets fans. So I don't root against the Mets, but I love the New York Yankees, and certainly I'm a diehard Yankee fan since the late 50s.
You got that right. All right, I got one more for you. I can't not ask you this. So you've talked about this publicly. I'm curious, Coach, and I know it's a year-to-year evaluation, but any more clarity as to how long you really think you can or want to be the head coach at St. John's? It's a different job these days with the portal. There's a lot of hustle, and it's very different. I know you're a youthful 72, but you yourself have said, I'm 72. How much longer do you think we get out of Coach Pitino with the Johnnies here?
I don't think you, when you're talking to someone in his early 70s, I don't think you say it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. I just say the Lord has blessed me so far with decent health. I want to coach as long as I can and stay sharp physically, mentally. But I just don't know what I would ever do without basketball. That's the problem I had. I did spend 2 years without basketball, and in the end, I didn't like my life very much at all.
Yeah,
it was a good life. I was down in Miami. It was a good life. Yeah. But I'm an average golfer. I'm an average tennis player. I'm an average everything outside of coaching basketball. So I love being around young people, trying to get them to reach their potential, trying to get the team to reach their potential. It's exciting every single day I drive to Queens, not necessarily to drive, but when I arrive there at St. John's, I can't wait to work the players out. Can't wait to see what we can accomplish this year. So I'll take it year by year and hope for the best.
You think RJ is going to get drafted?
You know, RJ, I noticed there was a lot with me not playing him. I coached to win, and in that situation, I was putting the guys on the court I think could help us win the game. RJ, I think, is going to be a great pro. I think people are going to make a mistake if they don't draft him. I think he will get, without question, a two-way contract. I think as well as Kadari Richmond, I think Kadari Richmond will be an outstanding pro. So I think he's a jump shot away from really being a terrific pro. But RJ is an interesting basketball player. His greatest asset is his ability to pass the ball. Now, he didn't do it as often as I'd like, but that's his greatest attribute. He can also score. He can also block shots. He's a great rebounder. He's a great one-on-one defensive player. And here's the thing that people really don't understand. He's a phenomenal young man.
Yeah.
He's a great, great young man. So he's got all the tools to be a terrific player. I wish the Knicks would draft RJ because RJ can play for the New York Knicks. He really can. So I'm a big RJ fan. He was great for us. He was the MVP of the Big East. But he's got tremendous talent. And, you know, he's going to mature as a basketball player, get better and better and better, handle it, pass it, score it. His three-point shot, which is very average, will only get better. Remember, everybody gets better at the NBA level three-point shooting. You know, guys that couldn't shoot the ball at all become really good three-point shooters at the NBA level. And I think if somebody drafts RJ, he's going to be on that team for 10 years.
Yeah, nice. I'd like to see the Knicks get somebody who could actually hit a three with some consistency. All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Enjoy the game tonight. Good luck with your first pitch. We'll talk to you soon.
Throw a strike.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
There you go.
Coach Pitino spending some time with us. We appreciate it on this day that we're talking about Tom Thibodeau getting fired. So Coach Pitino, BT, officially taking his name out. He will not be the next head coach of the New York Knicks.
Doesn't surprise me. I told you I had the conversation with him in December about that. He just can't do it from an energy perspective. You know, this is similar to what I said about Danny Hurley, the way he coaches.
Ago, you take him?
I mean, there's no. Would I take him 5 years ago? 100%.
Or maybe.
So do I think? Let's put it this way.
Would you take him now? He's not going to do it, but
now, if I own the Knicks, and you know what I think of Pitino as a coach, I think he's the greatest college coach of all time. If I'm Dolan or LaRose, I'm not reaching out to Rick at this point. But I'll tell you what, if Rick's 65 and he's coaching St. John's, it's a call that I'm making.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.